This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kalms. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Tyrell Dennison, who's the Director of Technology for Grand Slam Performance Associates. And so what does the Director of Technology for Grand Slam Performance Associates do?
Well, my main place of focus right now is actually on a product of ours called servetoperform.com, and you can go there and sign up. It's an online community of people who are coming together to gain from each other professionally, so developing soft skills through mentor-protege relationships or small group meetups, ideation sessions where you're coming up with new ideas and things like that. So it's a way for people to help each other grow, real practitioners in the fields at companies who want to pour into people, or people who want access to stuff like mentors who don't have access to it easily. They can go look for someone on servetoperform.com.
And as always is also our tech ambassador. Welcome back.
Glad to be back, Kyle.
All right. I've had a question on my mind for some time. Over the last few weeks, I've been watching football games, and a commercial that is on my television all the time is this little thing that's inserted to a television, a Chromecast?
Chromecast, yeah.
What the heck is this?
Chromecast is it's a small, you could call it a dongle. It's a small device that plugs into the HDMI port on a television, and it gives you a huge amount of apps to your television. So it makes a dumb television smart, so to speak.
I see. Well, as long as you have the slot for it to be inserted into.
Right. As long as you have an open HDMI port, that's all it takes. And so televisions have become increasingly more smart, more aware. There's apps on just about everything now. And so this is one more step toward the smart living room that has been hinted towards and promised by people for so long.
Chromecast is made by Google, is that correct?
That's correct.
Is this much like Apple Television or Roku?
Yeah, it's a lot like those. And so there's the main difference is, I mean, interface will be a little different. It's not, they're not all going to look the same, and there'll be different branding. But at this point, the war is for who brings the best apps to your TV. What do you want to watch on your TV or listen to on your TV, and who provides that for you? And so looking over what device offers what for you is kind of the best way to pick on whether you want something like Chromecast or whether you want the Apple TV or a Roku or just picking up a TV with apps in it.
Which would be a smart TV.
Mm-hmm.
I have Apple TV. I've had it for a couple of years now. So when you switch over there, you have all these boxes. And until just now, I hadn't really thought of them as apps like on a smartphone, but that's exactly what they are.
That's exactly what they are.
So. And there are many.
Yeah, there's a whole lot, and the list is upgrading all the time. I decided to look a little further into the apps situation when you brought up kind of what you wanted to talk about today. And I'm an Apple TV owner as well, and I'm finding out about new apps because if you're not always aware and always updating, even though you set your device to update automatically, sometimes it doesn't do it the moment new stuff comes through. And so, I even found out about stuff that I'm excited that is now on Apple TV or supposedly on Apple TV. I can't confirm it because apparently I haven't done the latest update. But we've seen like PBS is now on Apple TV. Watch ABC is another app that's come to Apple TV recently. And so there's just a huge list for news sources. Sky News has recently been added, which is a news network from the UK. For sports, Apple TV is definitely the way to go. They have the ESPN app, which requires that you already have a subscription to or a cable plan that has ESPN and plays nice with the ESPN app because of their connections with, I believe, ABC.
Right. So I do know that Cox, which is one of the major cable providers, and I believe Uverse as well,
yes,
another one in this area, they both have that. So if you subscribe to – if you have a cable subscription or a satellite subscription through those services, then you can get the Watch ESPN material.
Right.
Which is almost everything they show and more.
Right. And there's actually stuff you'll have access to as a non-ESPN haver. You can get ESPN3 games that are broadcast on ESPN3 are available to watch, as well as highlights and different clips. And so there's all of that. And then also on Apple TV, you've got the NBA NHL, MLS,
Major League Baseball.
Yeah, there's a whole host of them. For sports fans, Apple TV's got a big advantage to it.
We should point out that those leagues, MLS, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, that requires additional payment.
Right.
You don't get that for free. You have access to now pay for it.
Right. You can pay for, depending on who it is, there's monthly or annual fees that you pay to get access to those.
You do not have to be a cable or satellite subscriber.
That's
right. Way to get those games without doing that, but you do still have to pay.
Yeah, and it's similar to Netflix in that you have to have a subscription to access that.
So that's Apple TV, but the competitors, Roku has some – do any of them have apps that overlap?
There's quite a few that have apps that overlap. So the Chromecast, the mystery device of the hour.
Yes.
It's got Netflix. It's got HBO Go, which Apple TV also has. That one's another one that just requires a HBO subscription, and then you can watch all the content on demand. So there are a few places of overlap with Chromecast. Chromecast has also brought some new players to the table. One of the big ones is Plex, which is software that communicates with your computer. So you would install Plex on your computer, mm-hmm. and you would use the Plex app on your Chromecast, and that allows all of your media to be accessible to your Chromecast. So any TV shows you have on your computer, movies you have on your computer, music you have on your computer, photos, all those things go through Plex. Plex is smart enough to basically do a sweep of your computer and say, all this stuff is media, and then it becomes available to the Chromecast. Oh. So for people who don't like having to do the get everything into iTunes dance to be able to access that on an Apple TV, can use something like a Chromecast, which is significantly cheaper than an Apple TV, less than 50%. I think they're up to 30 now, I think mm-hmm. is how much they're running. And then you can get access to all the stuff you have, say you came about it by less than reputable means, and you've got a huge library of videos. You can see those through Plex.
And then Roku.
Yeah, Roku's kind of a silent one in the mix. There's a lot more people with Roku than there were before. It's taken off, and again, it's a little cheaper, depending on the model you get, than Apple TV. But one of the big advantages of Roku is they have private channels. So there's the main channels that everyone knows about. There's Netflix and Hulu Plus. Amazon Prime, which is a nice ad to Roku. So if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can watch your stuff
and
on Roku.
Amazon Prime, much like Netflix, now producing their own original programming as
original
well.
Original programming and rentals, purchases, the whole nine yards. So Amazon wants in your living room just as much as everybody else.
Right.
Yep. And then they have Spotify and RDO, which are two subscription-based music plans that let you listen to anything you want on demand. I personally use RDO, and it allows me to, whenever I want, listen to whatever I want, for the most part, as long as it's in the catalog. It's a lot of fun on road trips, obviously not while I'm driving.
Right.
But to hand it off to somebody who doesn't know the power of these services, and I just say, what do you want to listen to? Here, find it, anything. And you can have a lot of fun with that. And so now you can do that in your living room at a party. Just give someone the remote and say, play some music. Oh, I don't know. What do you want to play? Anything. It's limitless. But Roku also has TED TV. And then with their private channels, which are ones that aren't just displayed out of the box, but you add to the Roku device, they've got access to a lot more stuff. Like there's a BBC private channel. There's a CNN private channel that offers clips of stuff like Food Network, Fox Business, Al Jazeera English, CBS Sports. Some of those are full streams and some of them are clips. It just depends on the channel. But you've got access to all those. Yahoo Sports is on there too. Crackle, the free movie one we talked about, is also there. So there's just a wealth of stuff if you're willing to put a little more effort into getting those channels on your Roku.
All of these devices, the Roku, the Chromecast, and Apple TV, the devices themselves are a one-time payment.
Yep.
You go, you buy, you hook up.
Buy it once, hook it up, you're done. All you need is an internet connection and a television to view it through.
Right. Another thing, I know with Apple TV, the remote is frustratingly small and can fall between couch cushions quite easily.
Yes.
But the good news is if you also have a smartphone, you can download a free remote control, so you always have remote control. And I think the others work that way too.
The others do. There's a Roku remote, and there's, I believe, a Chromecast remote. I haven't seen a Chromecast in the wild yet. So we'll see which one of my friends is trendy enough and anti-Apple enough to pick up a Chromecast this Christmas.
If you have a tablet of any variety or a smartphone of any variety, eventually they get old. Right, because the new versions have come out and they want you to buy the new version after a few generations, and so you find these apps aren't working on your phone or your tablet like they used to because they've updated. Now, is that going to be a problem with our smart TVs? Will we have to buy new TVs every few years just to keep up with the app technology?
Well, some of the TVs will update their apps for you. So now that there's stuff that is built into TVs, Samsung, Vizio, these companies now have smart apps built into TVs. And again, that becomes a factor in picking their television now. Before, it was just resolution or size. Mm-hmm. But now, well, this one has Crackle, this one doesn't. This one has Pandora, this one doesn't.
All right. Thank you, Ty.
You bet.
Tyrell Dennison is Director of Technology for Grand Slam Performance Associates and our Tech Ambassador at Ozarks at Large.